Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
If you just joined us, we're having a discussion right now. Because you will have seen the story of Pastor Omotoso. Last month, acquitted on charges. And then what happened was he was rearrested. And then yesterday, released again. The NPA came out and said that they are going to appeal the acquittal. And I'm not quite sure on what basis. But either way, we're joined by a good friend of the shows, Mpumelelo Zikalala, to help us delve deeper into this issue. Zikalala, good morning.
Good morning, and also good morning to our listeners.
Yeah. So this almost also issue. In a nutshell, I want to speak about the strategy in prosecution, right? Generally, you find that sometimes when people are being prosecuted, there will be a layer of charges. Count one, two, three, etc., and so forth, right? And sometimes, based on the evidence that you have, you're not necessarily going to get a conviction on all of the charges that you bring forward as a prosecutor, right?
Definitely, yes.
Strategically, then as a prosecutor, you must choose the battles you are likely to win and then just go with that.
Yes.
So in a situation where somebody, for example, has been charged with one thing and then they are acquitted of that one thing, there is something in law, peculiarly, which they refer to as double jeopardy, in such a way that you can't be charged twice for that thing. Can you give us an understanding of what that is in terms of a South African context and law?
Yeah. Now, in terms of our context, we have the Criminal Procedure Act, which is basically like a procedure manual when it comes to prosecution. Mm. If you look at Section 106, it talks about pleas, your response to the charges that have been given against you. And then your response would be, I've already been convicted or I've already been acquitted of the same charge. So there's a difference between the two. If I'm taken to court, yes, I've been charged, but I haven't gone through the process of the trial and I've received a verdict that says I'm guilty or not, those charges can be brought again at a later stage, which is why we would find in certain instances there'll be a withdrawal of charges if the state is not ready. And then at a later stage, when they nice and ready, all the witnesses have been lined up, then they would say, let's go back and deal with the matter in which the charges were withdrawn earlier. So in this case, our double jeopardy, you'll find it in Section 106, where a person would say, I've already gone through the process, I've won the case, so I've lost the case and served my time, so you can't bring it again in the same facts and same everything that is there, unless if it is a fresh a charge or a fresh occurrence of the sequence of events.
And so now in the case of Omotoso, because there's confusion, right? What was he arrested for before, and then what was he rearrested for later?
Okay. Now, let's start with the trial that took place a number for a number of years. That was different. It was your rape, your sexual assault, and all the other things which have to do with sexual offenses. Now, for this one, it's the contravention of the Immigration Act. The one that says, when are you allowed to stay in the country? When can we deem you as a persona non grata? You are no longer allowed. And then you should be deported to other country. So this is the one that you was facing with now. Now, the technicality in that one comes in this. Because you have a legislation which is going to tell you at what exactly point in time are you going to be deemed a person who is no longer wanted in South Africa. So it's not automatic. There are various ways and certain things that you can activate which puts you on the right side of the law. You have to make sure, as the Home Affairs, that when you go and charge an individual, that particular individual has been given ample time in order to defend themselves. You have listened to them. They've gone through the processes. They have gotten their rejection letters well enough time and also their warnings. Only then do bring them to court and say, we want to charge of contravention in the act. If you haven't done that, that's when you're going to find yourself with Home Affairs dealing with what they were dealing with yesterday.
Okay. We're going to go to traffic. And when we come back, I've got another question for you, which deals with how soon a person must appear in court after they've been arrested now. Because Omotoso was rearrested, and then because they failed to bring him to court, he ended up being let go. We need to delve into that issue as well. If you just joined us, We have got a good friend of the show on the line, Pumelelo Zikalala. If you've got any questions, you can give us a shout, 086-000-00959. Now, Zikalala, before we went to traffic and took a break, we spoke about the first arrest and the first trial of Amatoso where he was acquitted. Yes. He was then rearrested over the weekend, right?
Yes.
And again was released. Why was he released and why did they fail to get him to appear in court in 48 hours?
Yeah, now, I wouldn't even call it the official statement because it doesn't come from the NPA itself.
Yes.
They're saying that they failed to comply with the 48-hour provision. Now, that is obtained from our constitution. Section 35 says that whenever you're arrested, you must come to court within 48 hours from the date or from the time of your arrest. Which then means if the 48 hours will fall on a Sunday, then I must appear in court the very next day in order for me to be processed, which is why it was a bit confusing to say if it expires on Monday at 7 a.m., then the next court hour would have started at 8 and would have enjoyed up until the end of the day. So even if you go to court at 2 p.m., that's when your first appearance is then being heard. Compliance with the 48 hours has also been there, which is why I think maybe there's something more that has to deal with other things that needed to be complied with, not just the 48 hours only. And another thing, I do not think that the prosecution and the Austin Investigating Officers would have made such, let me call it a rookie mistake like that. So there must be something extra that is there. Maybe there are such some other provisions that needed to be complied with that they were not. And in those instances, that's when they need to go back and do their homework in terms of saying, go and traverse all of those in terms of the Immigration Act, then come back and charge a person for a crime in which they are going to be convicted on. But if there are certain appeals, for example, then it makes the whole thing moot because the appeal may say you can stay in South Africa. That's making the offense that you are charging them for something which is baseless.
Now, this is the thing, right? And I know, essentially, you're not going to want to criticize publicly your fellow learned colleagues, right? But by any stretch of the imagination, this is a bungle. And we even heard the judge, before she delivered her judgments, I think it was Justine Kamp, if I'm not mistaken, saying that there are certain failures here within the prosecution. And this would appear to be another one such.
Let's put it correctly. Maybe it's the non-compliance with the rules. That's the important one. And that's going to jeopardize any action which is going to be brought against Ms. Omotoso. So at the end of the day, you have to make sure that whatever that you are doing complies with what the law is saying. Then secondly, because you are dealing with two pieces of legislation, be in contact with your Home Affairs official or counterpart so that you can be rest assured that all the processes are there. When you present this evidence, it can be obtained easily and you've traversed every single thing that is there and there are no loopholes which are going to be found. Don't prosecute from the heart because the minute you start doing that, then you're going to start creating all these mistakes, creating a very fertile ground for a defense in which a person is going to say, no, this is a personal vendetta against me. Look at all the mistakes in which they have done. Please acquit me. Then they are acquitted based on technicalities.
Ah, I see. Hey, Siyabonga Nthuthu Zalankomoni, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for hosting me.
That is a good friend of the show, Pumelelo Zikalala. If you got any questions, you can give us a shout.
Hi, Sizwe. Yes, Sizwe. I'm sorry, like to say, umthetho wala South Africa uzonda bafazi. They've actually proven to us ukuthi abanamsebenzi nathi. Nje angeke ngize ngithi the justice system is failing us. Actually, bayasizonda thina abantu besifazane. Lento eyenzakalile ngalo baba lo uAmotoso bafethu. Namanje inhliziyo yasebhlungu ukuthi umuntu usuke lezweni la kubo azela ezohlukumeza abafazi. But our government can't even stand up for us. This thing is painful, guys. Ingizisubhlungu nje even namanje now that we're talking about it.
No, indeed. And this, Bandla, was a failure on the prosecution side. The NPA should be hanging their head in shame.
Hey, Msizwane, ngingibuzele lapho kuzikalala ukuthi why bangamdeporti lo baba because ayikho nje into yakhe ehamba kahle. Like, yabona ama-rape, ama-persona non-grata, akazihambele tu, sicela ahambe thina. Awu, sekadlalile ngabogogo babantu e-Cape Town, wabavulisa amasonto, wabayenza wadwada, ayi, akahambe.
Yeah. So now, here's the problem with that, right? Anga Masha, we can deport him. But if we do that, then he will not pay for the crimes he has committed. And that's not necessarily justice. It's like back in the day, abantu bebekangile, umuntu aphula umthetho, ahlukumezile abahlali, and then basically uyadingiswa. Right? And they just disappear. But wherever they went, they'd be living a normal life. That's not justice. A person must pay for the crimes that a person commits.
Does Omotoso have a citizenship in SA? If not, why is he still in the country?
Leyaka Omotoso, Sizwe and team, good morning. Ding in Kabi.
Yeah, abanye bathi it's beyond law now. Bathi shutike his oils are strong.
Sees the world. This thing, yaga, this pastor. I think the problem is that government departments and government officials are now social media managers. They are doing things according to whatever is trending, especially on X. Just last week now, Saul and McGee, they had to appear in parliament. They were going to be summoned. Only to find out by the person who was just posting those things on X didn't even understand process. I think government officials, especially the NPA, they need to stop following whatever is trending and focus on doing the work and doing it properly. Take, for example, that guy who actually made sure that Rosemary Ndlovu was prosecuted. He followed process to the T and made sure there are no loopholes. So please stop being social media managers and start doing work.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.